Returning to the subject of the Sochi Winter Olympics now, 12 new events will be taking place at the Games. New events to most of us, anyway. One of them is actually very old. Women's ski jumping.
In 1911, Austrian Countess Paula Lamberg flew 22 meters and set the first women's ski jumping world record. She did it in a skirt. Despite that historic flight, women in the early 1900s who wanted to compete in ski jumping had to disguise themselves as boys.
Yep, that's from the 2012 documentary Ready to Fly about the young women who fought to get their event included in the Olympics. At the center of the 15-year battle was now 26-year-old Jessica Jerome. And as of yesterday, Jerome is now the first ever American woman ski jumper to qualify for the Olympics. She took first place at the U.S. Olympic trials in Park City, Utah. Jessica, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you weren't even a teenager when this fight to get your event included started, and we'll talk more about that in a sec. But this has been a long time coming, and now you're kind of the pioneer. How does that feel?
It's a little strange. I don't really consider myself a pioneer. You know, when I was younger, there were girls who have retired from jumping who I sort of consider the pioneers, and I'm sure they consider the generation before them pioneers. So, yeah.
And yet yesterday, there you are, 5,000 fans. The event was broadcast on NBC. I mean, that's not normal, at least not here in the States. How did that feel? I mean, you were on top of the world.
Oh, it was fantastic. Other than when the Olympics were held at that venue, I had never seen a crowd like that. It was just really, really cool.
Tell us how fast you were going and how far you flew yesterday.
At the takeoff, we're hitting speeds of about 55 miles an hour. And yesterday I had jumps of 94 and 94 and a half meters. Not sure how that translates into feet.
It sounds far. I wouldn't fly out that far on my own.
Yeah.
You grew up in Park City, Utah. They actually have one of the few ski jump hills in North America. But as we know, this was a sport for boys and men. Why did you want to jump?
I got involved when I was in the second grade through an after-school program. Growing up in Park City, we were on the mountain every weekend with our friends and our family just skiing. I remember with my younger brothers, we liked to duck off the trails and sort of go hit jumps and bumps more than we actually liked to do the downhill part. And it was just fun for me.
Do you have to be a daredevil to want to do that at the age of seven?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that I just didn't know better. we start on really small jumps.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how big a jump do you start on? How high?
So yesterday what we jumped was a 90 meter. We start on a 5. So a 5 meter, a 10 meter, a 20 meter, and then there's a 40 and a 60. And so it's building blocks. It's baby steps.
Right. Let's go backwards a little bit, because this is a remarkable story, but your parents were key to this. And that story comes out in that documentary we just heard a bit from, Ready to Fly. Here's a bit of your parents talking about your ambitions.
When I found out that Jessica was going to be limited with her ski jumping, it made me angry.
Saw that Nonprofit for Dummies book, kind of picked it up and reading this, and it's got funny cartoons, and it tells me how to incorporate and get the paperwork from the IRS. So I said, you know, I can do that. And we filed the paperwork. And
so we heard from your mother saying you were going to be limited. I assume that's because ski jumping for women wasn't an Olympic sport. What about this Nonprofit for Dummies book that your dad was talking about?
I have to throw my parents under the bus for a second, because when I was 7 and I went home with a brochure and said, I want to try ski jumping, both my parents were opposed to it. My dad said he recalled the agony of defeat in the wide world of sports and said, I'm not letting my daughter do that.
Right. For any of our younger listeners, ABC's Wide World of Sports always began with an open showing somebody coming down off a ski jump and crashing. I'm sure they said,
exactly.
Do that.
You know, that being said, my parents, they couldn't be more supportive of me today. But I was limited in the sense that there weren't really international competitions, and there definitely was not an Olympic event for girls. And my mom, she was always very adamant about telling my sister and I, like, we can do whatever we want if we work for it. And so she would talk to my dad and say, this isn't fair and we need to do something about it. And finally, her complaining to my dad got him to go to the bookstore and pick up a Nonprofit for Dummies book. And that started what is today Women's Ski Jumping USA.
I'm curious, why did the International Olympic Committee tell you, what was their rationale that women should not be allowed to compete?
Oh, there were lots of ridiculous reasons. My favorite was that it's not appropriate from a medical point of view. The IOC would say stuff like, well, technically, it's not where we want it to be. For us, we said, okay, well, explain it to us. Tell us what you want to see. They used to say there wasn't enough depth. There weren't enough countries competing. There weren't enough girls competing. But today, you know, in the last couple World Cups we've had this year, we've had 70 girls on the start list from about 17 countries.
Why did the IOC finally give in?
I think it was time. I think they finally realized that this was more powerful than what they could hold back. We showed them that we could do it and we could jump far and we could put on a good show and we were great athletes.
Jessica Jerome, who took first place at the U.S. Olympic trials in Park City, Utah yesterday and is, of course, going to Sochi. Congratulations and the best of
luck.
Thank
you. Thank you.